Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I think I'll remember it's my turn this time. 4 o'clock as we kick off hour number three of Gwen and Chris, final show of 2025. We'll be off the next couple of weeks. Returning on January 5th. All right. Looking forward to a little time off here, but everybody getting into the holidays spirit. One of the people not necessarily in the holiday spirit, Matthew Stafford's loudmouth wife. What's her name? Kelly?
Yes, Kelly Stafford.
You know Matthew Stafford would love to find a muzzle for her, but
My
he
gosh,
just can't.
Chris, you cannot say those things.
Why
this
not?
This is all him.
Yeah,
I just want to go ahead and put that out there.
Can we go over here in the corner?
The muzzle and all of that, that's Chris Ello. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
You can't tell women to be muzzled anymore.
All right. I think he'd like his wife to shut the hell up. Can I say that?
Probably not, but go
Probably
ahead.
Probably not.
It's already been done.
She tweeted out or Instagrammed out today how the referees stole the game from her husband's Rams last night. So
I'm not saying that
you
she
want to check it out.
Say
check
insane
it out.
Things all the time because she does say insane things all the time.
Okay,
if I was Matthew Stafford,
and you
I would
don't
say,
think
can
Matthew
you please
Stafford,
be quiet, honey?
Okay. I would beg to differ at this point. I don't think Matt is really tripping about it. It's not the first time she may have said something that could have made him uncomfortable and. It keeps coming, so I don't think there's I think they're good.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, you're right. There's no signs of slowing down in their relationship. I
think there's
Stafford
a nice.
Knows.
I don't know if you found this, Scraby, or if you're going to use it in the Big Five.
I'm sorry.
What?
Muzzle. I can't imagine.
You guys don't like the word muzzle,
I
apparently.
Can't imagine you using that word to
Lori?
To
you should treat Matthew Stafford's wife how you would treat Lori.
Oh, man.
Don't quite have the same conviction for Matthew Stafford's wife.
I think he just hates the Staffords in general because he was talking about Matthew Stafford letting that put, and he was fake newsing and pushing.
You know, Chris Deuces really did like, I mean, I shouldn't say he didn't like him. He just had questions on whether he was as good as everybody was making him out to be. Because he was Detroit, that's a historically losing team, and they lost a lot. And now they're winning a lot. He's not there, but on the flip side, sort of Rams.
I just think she keeps saying things that indirectly portray him in a bad light.
I don't disagree.
You think they project him in a bad light?
I do.
I don't disagree with Chris. Huh. Because she reflects or she represents Matthew Stafford. And
in this
you can't
case,
be calling out the refs.
In this case, she's not allowed to have an opinion about the refs. Puka is allowed to have one.
He got fined $25,000, and we'll see what else happens.
NFL can't fine her.
We'll see how much more Puka can get fined before he figures this thing out.
She can say whatever she wants, but she's married to Matthew Stafford, so that's the trade off she has to make in her mind. Do I want my husband's name to be brought up with this?
I'll bring this up. While we're waiting for some people to call in for Chris versus the fans,
833-288-0973.
Chris Fowler has a really good
Yes, he did.
Thing today. And I don't want to step on it if you're going to use it in the Big Five. But
I'm not.
Okay, he talks about us in general, and he's speaking mostly about college football, but us in general just not being able to understand how to lose with any dignity and class anymore. And he points to Notre Dame's AD crying from the heavens because they didn't get chosen. He points to the Heisman Trophy kid from Vanderbilt, you know, saying what he said because he lost. And he didn't point to Kelly Stafford, but this is just another example of what we're talking about. Nobody can lose a game anymore without blaming it on something or somebody else. And we, you know, look, the game, you fight for the game, you go for it. I mean, the Rams had every chance to win. They missed a field goal. They couldn't stop the 2-point conversion. You can go on and on. You know, we had Sean Lewis on the other day. I told him straight up, Tony, that I was proud of the Aztecs because they didn't cry when they got left out of the championship.
Hey, I don't know about you, but he seemed to kind of relish the fact that they didn't. That they said, you know, that's not how we're going to do things.
Right. But we have forgotten how to lose.
I agree with that.
And I think that's Chris Fowler's point. If you want to see it on Instagram, I think it's well said. But this is just another example. Can't anybody play as hard as you can, shake hands, and go off the field with your head held high? That used to be what we were taught, learned. We are so far away from that.
I 100% agree with that. I also think that I forgot what I was going to say, so never mind.
Okay. We do have contestants, Scrape, so let's play ball.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We have a prize. A qualification for a shot at our grand prize. Two tickets to New Kids on the Block in Las Vegas on June 26th, a two-night stay at Park MGM and a $100 gas card. Tony's about to throw something at me because I'm going to say, call the Blockheads! New Kids on the Block just announced 2026 days for the Right Stuff Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Don't miss all your favorite hits live in Vegas with NKOTB February through October of 2026. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Now, guys, are we going to be packaging? I asked this earlier. We never came to a conclusion.
Let's package it.
Package. All right. If you win Chris versus the Fans today, you will win a pair of tickets to the San Diego State basketball game against Boise State on January 3rd at Viejas Arena. Tickets at GoAztecs.com.
That is always a knockdown, drag-out affair. Yes, those two teams.
Rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you are a first-time player, let us know. Before we get into it, you'll get that question for free today.
We're such dummies.
I don't know why it started. I think we just started doing it, and it stuck, and I'm with it. All right, let's go to our first contestant, Nate. Hello, Nate.
What's up, Nate?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, my friend. Here we go.
All right.
I was waiting for something.
I think we covered one of these questions.
Yes, we did. Okay.
What is the name of the Arizona... What is the name of the Arizona Cardinals Stadium?
Skate Park?
Ooh, I didn't think he was going to get that one. That's nice.
Yeah, nice
what is
job.
It?
State Farm.
Man, I would have missed it. I was picturing it in my head, but I couldn't read what was written there. So,
question number two.
Good on you, Nate.
How old is Joe Burrow?
Oh, Joey B.
That's tough. Got to nail it?
26.
26.
Did he get it?
He did not.
Stay there.
How long has he been in the league? Like 6 years now. Said we were looking that up. 22? 28.
You were on the right path, Chris.
Not right enough. It's 29.
29.
Old man for future quarterback of the Dolphins. Please.
You would love that. I mean, I would love that for
loving
you.
Loving it.
I would. Yeah, I think we all love it for you. All right, question.
Hey, I'll take him on the Vikings.
You want the Vikings, okay.
You're tired of JJ already, huh?
Yeah, you're giving up on JJ. Oh. Don't give up on that guy too soon, Nate. I'm telling you. Maybe, eventually, but not yet.
Nate's like, I don't.
Yeah, he's already giving up. He's not buying it.
He's like,
yeah.
I want Joe Burrow.
Yeah, right. He's not buying it.
Question number three. Where are we going here?
I think the first one.
Okay. The last time the Aztec football team played in the Mountain West Championship game, who did they play?
He changed.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's the same. It's the same. Same thing. Who did they play? Yeah.
Yes. I just assumed that that's what it was going to say at the end. I didn't even get to the last line.
Let's see here. It's either Boise or Fresno. I'm going to go Fresno State.
From Fresno.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, I remember this game. Josh Allen played on the other side. Rashad Penny won it. Maybe they played in another. No, they lost to Utah State in the game up at Carson.
He almost blew it.
I saved it. Sorry about that, Nate. I was just saying, wait a minute, maybe they lost one.
He almost got to Wyoming.
Almost got too excited about that win over Wyoming.
Tony and I gave each other the look when you said Josh Allen. Like, he's going to miss this one.
No, they beat Josh Allen, but that's right. That Utah State game was a disaster. Remember, they had COVID. The whole team was out of the game. They couldn't even play.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot.
Sorry about that, Nate. I don't know how it popped into my head, but it did.
All right, let's go to Alex.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the show. Alex, are you there?
Yes, you. You, Alex, Mr. Alex.
Here we go, Alex.
You ready to play?
Ready.
All right.
Ready.
What is the name of the Indiana team in the WNBA?
The Fever.
Ooh, nice. It is indeed the Fever.
Still question. Don't understand it, but whatever.
Question number two.
I got a fever. The only way to...
More cowbell?
Cover that is more cowbell.
In 2019, Lamar Jackson became the second player in NFL history to be named as the unanimous MVP. Who was the first?
Oh, man.
That's pretty hard, I think.
Tom Brady.
Oh, not hard enough.
He got him, huh? Brady.
Nice work.
Always go with Tom Brady.
He had the most opportunities, that's for sure.
Right there. Yeah. Question number three. I know Chris.
How was LT not unanimous the year he had, like,
I don't know,
60 touchdowns?
Point.
You know what I mean?
Somebody. I think Chris knows number two.
He definitely knows number two, so I'm
but
not going to
do you think he knows
him.
Number three? We're conspiring against him now.
What about our caller, Alex? He's the one that needs to know it.
Which NFL division has the highest total winning percentage?
This year.
This year.
Oh, this year.
Yes.
NFC West.
Nice job.
Got it.
You should always know that he's being self-serving asks questions like that.
That's not true.
Good job by you, Alex. You figured that out.
I honestly thought one of the AFC divisions had better records, but...
They don't.
You were happy to find out it was your division.
Yeah, the only team that's not very good is the Cardinals.
All right, Alex, stay there. You are the winner of Chris vs. the Fans today, and a nice sweep by you. Well done. We have break time coming up. Still ahead on the show, though. We're all kind of waiting to see what it's going to look like.
Can't wait for the big five.
Tony and I have no idea. We got the big five. We don't know what's going to happen. But even more so, Tony, we have the year-end retrospective that Scraby's got put together.
You guys have pushed it off so far.
That we have no idea what we'll be facing there.
Do we have our interview of the year?
No. Why would you do that?
I like the idea, but it's probably too late to find one.
We're talking all 4 hours, baby.
All right, well, come back because we don't know how off the rails this thing will get before it's over on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 855 Get Ross.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
421 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We all await to see what the next segment's going to look like, because none of us know.
We're on pins and needles.
Can't wait.
Mostly pins.
Hopefully you guys like Westminster Dog Show questions.
Big Five going Westminster Dog Show today?
That would be fitting.
Possibly.
That would be fitting. Scrab, you said you had something for this.
Yes, I got a message from someone saying that, how could you not put this on your top five moments of the year? And they're kind of right. Manny Machado's milestones this year.
Yes.
And personally, I also got to interview Manny after his 2000th hit with Tony, and I got to ask him a question about it, so I probably should have put that on the list, because that was one of my better moments of the year.
Well, you did a completely different list, first of all.
I did.
Stories, so yeah. Yes, that should have been on the list, too.
Yeah, yeah.
If we were doing top San Diego moments, certainly it's probably at the top.
Yeah, this was
wide range of the year, and yeah. Manny's is 2,000 is a big number, for sure.
I thought the SDFC overshadowed what the Padres did this year, even though they're not as big of a fan base.
I have to agree with that.
Padres, Scraby was right, the 7-0 start, but that was a good, exciting, great beginning.
If you didn't bring that up, a lot of people had forgotten about
right.
it.
Right.
They started 15-4 as well, and then the argument after, I always love the goalpost moving.
Oh, yes.
Well, if they hadn't won those 15 games at the beginning of the year, they wouldn't be in the playoffs. Well, they did.
That's the whole point.
Like, what?
That was why it was awesome. Right.
Yeah. I went 3-for-4. Flew out the last time. Well, if you didn't get those three hits the first time up, you wouldn't have gone 3-for-4.
Yeah, you would have been over. Yeah.
People.
There is some gymnastics going on.
No, that's a good one.
Mental hopscotch. The WNBA could be returning to Houston.
Saw that.
I don't know if anybody really remembers this, but the Houston Comets were the first completely team
WNBA. Terrific point guard.
They had Cynthia Cooper. But they also had Cheryl Swoops and Tina Thompson. I think they won.
They were the first aces.
They won like four championships right in a row.
Yeah.
The league started
Is that
in
1990.
And they're moving. Well, Houston Rockets are trying to buy the Connecticut team.
Was Connecticut once the Comets?
That you'd have to. Let's see. Wait. I don't know.
Maybe not.
Not sure. But anyway, they might move the Connecticut team down to Houston if the Rockets finish up buying the Connecticut team.
Can I say this real quick?
Mm-hmm.
That to me would lead that. Why would NBA owner be willing to buy up this WNBA team if they might be going on strike?
Going,
I mean, not even strike, if they thought the league was in trouble.
I don't think the league is in trouble. The bottom line is the players are right in the sense that there's more money than there needs to be to run and fund the league, because the teams are owned by NBA entities.
I did.
But
see,
the owners are right in the sense that the WNBA is not, itself it's not the does not NBA turn yet. A huge profit, if any at all. That's not. Those are just facts. Those are not opinions.
I don't know that to be facts. I haven't looked at the numbers, so I don't really know. But I know they don't make as much as the NBA
of course
does,
not.
For sure.
Right.
I did see our guy, Samson.
I want to talk
Kelvin?
Samson.
Kelvin.
David?
Oh. David Samson. Talking about this very moment, and because he was a president of a baseball organization, I think he feels like he is in the know about this. And he said that he thought the WNBA could be in trouble, period, if they indeed pressed to get what they're asking for. Like he thinks
if they
the league,
give them what the players are asking for.
He doesn't think they will. He thinks the league will shut down before that. And he made the point that, I don't know if you guys know, there's two other leagues that are competing with the WNBA. He made the point that if you're one of those two leagues that looks like they're funded well, this is your time now
to shine.
To go out, because he doesn't think the WNBA owners will get to where they want. And if the players continue to press to get to that top number, that this is their opportunity to
talk about what they're asking for yesterday. Yeah. It was like not just a small increase. It was doubling of salaries, doubling and then some.
I think
not saying they don't deserve
sticking,
it. Don't get me wrong. I just think it's a lot to ask.
The sticking point isn't the salaries, though. The sticking point is
the sharing
the
of
revenue
the revenues.
Sharing. And they want, I think, by the way, I think in the NBA, it's like close to 50-50. In the WNBA, they're asking for 33%. I think that's the number I heard. But according to David Sampson, that is something that they'll never get to. So we'll see.
I'm rooting for the kids in the WNBA because I want the Women's Basketball League to be successful and continue. I think people like myself, I think we've even squeezed like a scraby viewing of a couple games. I mean, I'm just saying, we wouldn't even have thought about watching a game 3 years ago. I think with Caitlin, with Kelsey, with Angel, you know, with Asia Wilson, the rest of them, you know, the league is starting to get where we want to see it. Paige Beckers, people are in general, not just the diehards, but other people are coming in.
I think it's important.
And it'll be a huge setback at the wrong time.
I think it's important to mention that Adam Silver has not actually got involved yet. I think once he gets involved, and here's the other thing that David Sampson made that was actually a good point. In terms of the reason why strikes and lockouts happen, is it's the legal way for the next step in the process of negotiations to happen. Right now, it's just these two lobbing different deals
grenades at each other.
But
yeah,
once there is a strike or a lockout, legally, whatever the next step in negotiations can then actually happen. So we may not see a conclusion until that happens, but they doesn't think they're going to actually miss it.
If they walk out or, you know, lock out, it better be quick.
I think it will.
They would not be able to stand a long one there, I don't think.
I don't think so either. All right, let's get to break. We now get to find out.
What do we got next? Is it Big Five or is it retrospective?
We're going to find out.
Oh, we don't know.
Scrappy.
He's over there maniacally deciding what to do.
More Gwynn and Chris on the other side.
We could be going any number of ways here. Scrappy's either going to make up a Big Five on the fly, or he is going to go back to something he's worked tirelessly on.
According to him,
which is our year-end retrospective. It's Gwynn and Chris at the end of 2025. Chris, Tony, and Matt Scrappy. Quick note, in the game last night, Seahawks, late in the game, player helmet-to-helmet hit on a receiver for the Rams, 15-yard penalty, everything else. The whole thing went along with it. And fines probably coming. So I was looking back. There was a play in a game with the Giants and the Patriots about a month ago, 3 weeks ago. I think it was Christian Ellis was the guy for New England. First, he took Jackson Dart out on a massive hit on the sidelines. That was ruled okay in bounds. And then about 5 minutes later, Giants kick returner was absolutely obliterated by Christian Ellis. It was a helmet-to-helmet hit. The Giants kick returner's helmet cracked open. The guy went to the sidelines, concussion. He never came back in. No penalty was called on the play. And I thought, okay, well, the NFL will at least look at this. Well, he never got a fine, never got anything. The NFL said it was fine. Everything was okay. So I looked it up. Do players get fines? The answer is no, they don't. The NFL says if you lower your helmet and make forcible contact, that is a serious offense. So how do you get a helmet-to-helmet hit without doing that? And I just bring it up because I know the NFL is always talking about player safety. If you saw the hit that the Patriot guy put on that giant kick returner, you remember it.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's helmet cracked open. The head was clearly down. That's how the helmet hit the helmet. I don't see how you don't penalize stuff like that. But if you truly care about, you know, the health of your players. So I don't get it. Anyone? No? Just me?
I'm a lone wolf here? No,
the
Jackson Dart hit was perfectly legal.
Right, it was inbounds.
He was running inbounds like a Jackie, and he got...
like a Jackie.
and he got punished.
He meant a Jack A, but he didn't want to
go that route.
He wasn't referring to the name of Jackie.
Chris picked it up.
Immediately, I was like, Jackie Robinson? Did he play football? Yes, he did, but where do I go from here?
No, I do remember the hit. It was a bad hit. Crown of the helmet definitely was pointed in the direction of the player. They do miss these from time to time. That is a reality.
The refs can miss it, but the league office shouldn't miss it. They look at the film of it. Anyway.
No, you're right.
So, all right. I'm picking on Christian Ellis. I don't mean to. That's just the one play I remember that went completely unpenalized this year.
I don't know if I want which of the options I want. If I want to see Scraby do a big five on the fly, or if I really want to see all of this work he put in on the other side.
He gets to decide. He's the producer of the program.
It's producer's not gonna be on the choice
again. After we go to traffic and, you know, get everybody, help everybody get home. I heard there was a couple of pileups, unfortunately. But after that, Scraby is going to have to come clean and do something. So
we're going to do the big five because overruled, remember?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Okay, so the guy on MLB Network right now is Steve Phillips, the one who said that Francisco Lindor is going to be a Padre and all this other stuff. He's going jacket and hoodie sweatshirt. Yeah, that is quite aggressive.
That's the look when you are I bet you he has pajama pants on underneath. Like, you can't see. This is like COVID all over again. This is one of those looks that is I see often now, the sports coat with the hoodie underneath it.
Wow. Don't mind the look. I mind what he's saying. Because everything he says is wrong. And I'm tired of people coming on there like they know something and they don't know anything. Don't know. The only thing that Ken Rosenthal hasn't reported this whole offseason, I know Ken's getting thrown in there. The only thing he didn't report this offseason was that Michael King was going to re-sign with the Padres.
That's not true.
That's the only thing he didn't report.
That's not true. He did say there is lots of interest still between the Padres and Michael King.
After he had him going to the Red Sox, Yankees, Orioles, and Blue Jays.
I think we need to try to get Ken on.
Tony
and I are going to leave the room.
He won't do it because he's scared to come on in a town where the Padres hate him.
I don't think he's scared. He's come on this show before.
What show?
Show.
Where was I?
You were there.
You were definitely here. You've been on here multiple times.
Yeah. I think he's been on at least five times in the 8-year period.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Sorry, it's so awkward when you see him at the ballpark, Tony.
I pretend like nothing happened.
All right, so here's number five. And the Padres are reportedly, they've signed the KBO 2025 Player of the Year, Mr. Song. Sung Moon Song. I'm sure I'm going to be corrected when we get back in the new year. But Mr.
I'm
going to
wait until February when I arrive, get the official pronunciation.
So he is reportedly to be on the team. The announcement has not happened yet, so we can't say it's official.
Yep.
But it's pretty official.
No, it's reportedly.
In my mind, it's pretty official. So Mr. Song plays third base, second base, and first base. Chris, which position will Mr. Song play?
Mr. Song.
Like as a starter or just in general? I don't think he's going to start. I think they'll have him as a backup at the beginning. I don't think he has the same stats the last 2 years in Korea that Ha-Seong Kim had his last 2 years. Same, almost identical. I don't think he's going to, it's going to take time. There's no way you can pick up that fastball, even if you want to. I don't think.
I mean, that was Ha-Seong Kim's kryptonite.
Ooh, he was getting blown by him early.
Yeah. So I think he'll, back up at probably first and second. Less at third. Is Iglesias back or where's he at?
Free agent.
Yep.
I'd love to find him somewhere at some point.
Tony, which position will Mr. Song play?
He'll probably play
Mr. Song.
It's the only way not to offend him when we butcher his name.
He'll probably play more second base, first base is my guess, than any other position. I think Chris is right. He won't start. He'll have to kind of prove that he deserves that type of playing time. But my guess is he's not going to see a ton of action at third base. And if he does, God help us.
Yeah, right.
That probably doesn't mean something good at all.
Yeah, that's you know what I'm true. Saying? I like see what
if,
you're saying. It means there's
a
bigger
a lot
problem
of third,
at hand.
That means, yeah, exactly.
All right. Number four. I've been waiting to talk about this story all day, so I'm glad I was able to get to the big five, guys. DraftKings is going to have to pay $934,137 in winnings it sought to have voided. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission ruled by a 5-0 vote on Thursday that they are going to have to pay out. So here's what happened. They told regulators that a patron had strung together a series of total hit wagers on Toronto Blue Jays player Nathan Lucas during the 2025 ALCS. The patron used them to form several multi-leg parlays. His bets hit when the player finished with 9 hits in the 7-game series of Seattle, or with Seattle. A review of the wagering data showed 27 parlays tied to the air. Of those, 24 would have resulted in full payouts totaling roughly $828,000 and change. If all correlated legs were honored, I know, stay with me, guys.
Jesus.
Only 3 parlays, including losing non-correlated legs. All right, I'm going to make this more simple because this was simple in my head when I read
it. I'm so lost right now.
Basically, there was an error on the website. This bettor took advantage of the error on the website, allowing him to stack some of these bets.
Did he take advantage knowing he was taking advantage?
They don't know. They don't know. But this person did wager a lot of money each time in the same way that he stacked the bets. But this went to a vote, and this person is owed their money. And people are saying, good, finally DraftKings is getting, you know, a penalty for something that they did. Because if they had an error on their side, and
if we had an error, if we made an error, they're not honoring our error.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
You know what
I'm
saying? Yeah,
they're not going to honor. They're just going to take our money. So, all of that said, Tony, should DraftKings get their money back?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Cha-ching! I mean, Chris has highlighted this so often. Very rarely do these bookies, legal or illegal,
Rocco,
end up on the wrong side. They always end up on the right side. Always. The one rare time is when, like, a whole bunch of people bet one way and it happens to hit. It's the only time they lose, which is very, 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 very.
And they take steps to make sure that doesn't happen.
Exactly. So if they made the error, my man, whether he took advantage of it on purpose or not,
give him credit.
It is their error. Give that man his cheese.
All right, Chris, what do you think?
Price of doing business.
Yeah.
Sorry. If you put something up there on the webpage wrong and somebody gets you,
hang with them.
You know, all find right. somebody to put it up right. Why should I give DraftKings? Look, $937,000.
Chump change.
Like, I'll flip a nickel on the table
Chump
for you.
Change.
The kind of money for they you. Make at DraftKings.
I will tell you. Okay, so I have a better way of explaining what this person did. So they were allowed to put it in together in the parlay. Hit, this guy has 5 hits. This guy will have 6 hits in the series. This guy will have 7 hits in the series. This guy will have 8 hits in the series. So he hit on each leg of the parlay when he got his 5th hit, 6th hit, 7th hit, good. And 8th hit.
Good for him.
So that's the error.
But okay. Wait, what's the error?
Don't make him say it again. He's going to blow my head
right
up.
Right as you said that.
Okay. The error is that he bet on Nathan Lucas to have 5 hits in the series. 6 hits in the series, 7 hits in the series, and 8 hits in the series. It should have only allowed one of those in the parlay. It allowed all of those.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely their fault.
So when he got to the 8 hits, he hit all of his legs.
Because you know how if they had it right, he wouldn't even have the option to pick those other choices. So that's on them. No,
yeah,
absolutely.
I agree.
That's an easy one.
All right, let's move on from that brain buster.
Number 3.
The offensive-starved Pittsburgh Pirates finally made an aggressive offseason move, acquiring 2-time All-Star second baseman Brandon Lau from the Tampa Bay Rays. As part of a 3-team trade that also includes the Astros, the Rays are going to send Lau, left-hander Mason Montgomery, and outfielder Jake Mangum. Oh, that's a name, Mangum, to Pittsburgh. The Pirates will deal right-handed pitcher Mike Burrows to Houston. Tampa Bay is going to get some prospects from Houston as part of the deal. Blah, 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 blah. Chris, does this prove that the Pirates are trying?
No. Anybody can grab one good player. No.
I agree with you.
So, they're going to have to... How about win a couple of games, and then at the All-Star break for the first time in, you know, since the We Are Family days.
Buy instead of sell.
How about, buying another player or two. Lau's good. He's not going to change the fortunes of the Pirates.
No.
So. Tony, does this prove the Pirates are trying at all?
They're trying a little bit.
Okay.
But you don't get no credit for trying a little bit. You made a trade. You put a Fugazi offer to Schwarber.
Fugazi
like he was going to take it. They got more work to do. And the people of Pittsburgh deserve better. So I hope they do get it done. I hope they find a way to at least be like, man, the Pirates, man, they're making some noise this year. Longer than the half a season that they've done in the past.
Yeah, Brandon Lau will be on the move at this year's trade deadline.
Poor Brandon Lau. I mean, I don't know, man. He went from Tampa to Pittsburgh. He might be an upgrade.
Really?
I mean, he's playing
in a major league ballpark now.
But they're going to be back in the trap.
Have you been to
the trap? I have not. And you've told me it's horrible.
I'm willing to say Pittsburgh's better than the trap.
I mean, their park is beautiful.
Yes.
And the trap is not.
The trap is not beautiful.
It just reminds
me. Whatever the opposite of beautiful is.
I feel like I would walk in and I would just smell like indoor chlorine.
That's funny. You don't smell indoor chlorine, but I could see that. I can see that.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Number 2.
The light show they got going is amazing right now for this
college football
game.
It's going to be better than the game.
The Los Angeles Angels, we talked a little bit about this earlier, but I have a different question for you guys. They agreed Friday to a last-minute settlement with the family of deceased pitcher Tyler Skaggs after jurors deliberating for more than 2 days sent queries that suggested the verdict might go in the family's favor. The amount in terms of the settlement ending a years-long battle over culpability in Skaggs' death was not immediately disclosed. However, Skaggs' family had been seeking $118 million in potential lost earnings plus added damages. Tony?
Scraby?
With the Angels settling, does the settlement admit guilt?
To the Angels?
Yes, for the Angels. Are they admitting guilt?
I would say so. There's some guilt.
Or are they trying not to be... You'll have the decision go through because they get wind that's not going to go their way. So then they settle. They don't actually lose.
I mean, I'm assuming that they came. I don't know. I shouldn't assume that the Angels came to them to settle or vice versa. Does it say?
It says that.
Said that the it looked like with the jurors being out for 2 days. That the verdict was likely to not be in favor of the Angels.
So they read that
and said, we better get in there.
I'm going to assume that the Angels saw the writing on the wall.
Right.
And went to the family, which in some ways is exactly that. Admitting you have some culpability in this.
And I believe they do.
They definitely do. I don't know if it's all on them, but certainly there's a high percentage of it.
Yeah. Chris,
yes.
Does the settlement admit guilt?
No. I don't think so. Lawyers would tell me different. I think that's one of the things wrong with our, justice system. The fact that if you truly believe in yourself to be innocent, but you might lose anyway, you're better off kind of admitting guilt.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I don't know if it's the bias in me that feels like it's only one-sided on that. Like, if it's the company,
right? Well, they have the money to back it up. You don't.
I feel like you are kind of.
I don't know. I mean, if you didn't do some, if you were charged with a horrible crime and you really truly didn't do it, but for some reason it was just not going your way in the trial, the lawyer would tell you to just take your 8 years and get out of there
for sure.
And you'd be like, what?
But I also know a place
that's
like
not great.
An organization like the Angels can hire like the best of the best of the best. So I don't know. That's a tough one. It's actually a good question, Spray.
Thank you very much for this fantastic Big Five that we're having right now.
Number one.
How about this? We're actually going on time too.
Wow.
Last show
we
of
can
the
do
year.
Something about that. Yeah.
No.
You can filibuster a little bit.
I will tell you right now, this is the last one. Travis Kelce is going to be playing in the last three games of the season, even though the Chiefs have been eliminated from the playoffs. Did you guys hear that? The Chiefs are eliminated from the playoffs. He's a 13-year veteran. He knows these three games could be the final ones of his career. He said he wants to play because it's integrity. He signed up to be a Chief. He's a Boy Scout, basically. So, Chris, is this going to be the final three games of Travis Kelce's career?
I don't mean this to sound bad, but I just kind of hope so.
You done with the rigmarole?
Well, I'm done with the rigmarole, but I'm also watched him play. And I just don't want to see him dropping more passes and fumbling balls into interceptions. Travis Kelce should be a Hall of Famer, will be a Hall of Famer. And I don't want any more Willie Mays swings and misses at the end of his career. So I think he'd be smart to get out while he's still okay.
He has a bright future in whatever the heck he wants to do after football. Tony, do you think these are the final three games of his career?
I do, but I hope it's not. And here's why. I think he could come back next year and not be a focal point of the offense and have a much better year. I feel like they're still in the mode of he's still Travis Kelce. We got to find ways. I just think of Tony Gonzalez in his last few years and how he was used. He wasn't the focal point of the offense, but he gets you a big catch in a big point in the game seemingly all the time. And I think he has one more year like that in him. But Chris is right. Watching him this year makes me think it might be the end.
Yeah, he does seem like he's moving a little bit slower. It does seem like...
I mean, forget the slow. You can get away with moving slower because you, as a tight end, know where you're going. But he's like not doing the thing that you have
every
to
time
do.
He drops a pass, yes. It goes into another guy's hand
for a
pick.
The dropping of the passes that I think is troubling.
That's a massive problem. All right, when we get back, final happy hour of the year on 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.